It's a miracle that we made it. There are a lot of unbelievable things that happen, things that don't seem possible that they actually could occur. One of them is to get 200 kids to actually work in the service the last hour. They were shepherds and wise men and angels that were up and down the aisles. It was a great service. You missed it. It was louder then than it is now, but it was a great time for the kids' service. There are some impossibilities that happen at Christmas. It's not possible to what? Think about what can't work at Christmas. It is impossible to put lights on the house without some of them malfunctioning. Is that right? It is impossible to have the whole family together. Never mind. It's impossible not to overindulge in treats. Almost. Some of you are doing a good job. It's impossible to buy the perfect gift for you know who. Somebody gave me a gift. One of my first gifts. Are the shell nuts here tonight? Good, I can talk about them. Ruth Shellnut gave me a coffee mug that says, "Real men like cats." I always thought real men eat quiche. Or real men eat cats. I don't know how that is. I don't know, but anyway. Some things seem impossible at Christmas, to have everything go just right. You know, when you read the Christmas story, there is this beautiful phrase in the Christmas story that simply says, let's read it, "For nothing will be impossible with God." Now, that comes in the context of an angel coming to Mary and saying, "You're going to have a child." She says, "How can this possibly be? How will it be that I have a child? I'm not fully married. I'm betrothed to Joseph, but I've never known him. I've never known a man. How am I going to have a child?" And God simply said through the angel to Mary, "You will conceive in your womb and you'll bear a son, and he will be great. And he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." This birth, through you, Mary, is going to be humanly impossible. But with God, all things are possible. "I'm a virgin," she said. Hold on. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for this reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God." Nothing is impossible with God. The incarnation of Jesus is a divine act which only God could have conceived and then provided for. Only God could have thought of it and then brought it to pass. It is not impossible for God to come and speak to Mary through an angel and to say to Mary, "Don't be afraid." It's not impossible for God to come to Mary and to some miraculous way implant in her womb a baby. The seed of God and the egg of Mary, and together a birth, a life begins to form in her womb that is her son and the Son of God. It's not impossible for God to come to her and to calm her massive fears and her anxious heart. It's not impossible for this child to be the king of all kings and the ruler in the line of David, or for this to occur in complete fulfillment of a 700-year-old prophecy. That's not impossible for God. God can do that. It's not impossible for God to speak directly to Joseph through an angel and say, "Hold it. Do not divorce this woman. I have a plan for you that you don't know about." It's not impossible for God to create what I think is not necessarily your everyday lunar system in the sky that then begins to move across the sky, that leads shepherds and wise men and stands right over the manger, some kind of star, which is described in the Bible as his sign. It's not impossible for God to do that, is it? I think God did that, and it was the glory of God that where the baby was, there was a lunar sign, some kind of bright, unlikely sign in the sky. It is a strange thing to think about that star being directed by God to the place where in this little womb was the child called Jesus. I want you to think about this almost impossibility of God bringing to Mary his own son. How will this be? With God, it will not be impossible. You know what? Then you follow the life of Jesus, and in his life, you watch him do what seems impossible. People kept saying, how did that happen? He fed 5,000 people out of one little basket. He walked on the water. He healed the lame. He healed the blind. He raised the dead. You begin to think about the things that Jesus did, says that is impossible, to cast out demons, to withstand temptation, to say to someone, your sins are forgiven you. Is that possible? Well, I can't say it to you. I can't say to you that your sins are forgiven on any authority that I have. But this man, Jesus, could say your sins are forgiven. Why? Because with God, nothing is impossible. You go back to the manger scene, and here is this beautiful teenager. I suspect she was 16 to 20. I have a scene in my mind in the manger. It's in my mind, and it's not in the Bible, so come along with me. Joseph, I predict, had never held a baby. He was a tradesman, a carpenter. Probably didn't have a lot of time for it. He's betrothed. He's not been with Mary. This thing about having a baby is pretty new stuff for him. They arrive in the manger. Mary gives birth. Here's my scene. Joseph is not right there. He's outside. He's at the stall. He hears, and he hears the baby crying, and then he comes in. And he looks at Mary, and Mary looks at him, and she says, this is my vision now. Honey, your son. Well, technically, not your son. This is the eternal, only begotten Son of God. We've been told to call him Jesus. Would you like to hold him? He's Jesus. Jesus Christ, our Messiah. He'll go by other names too, though. He's called Creator of heaven and earth, Sustainer of all things. He'll be called Redeemer, Savior. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's the lion of Judah and the Lamb of God. He'll be called the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He'll have lots of names. Someday they'll call him the Good Shepherd, the Bread of Life, the Living Water, the True Vine, the Resurrection, the Way, the Truth, and the Life. We'll call him our Refuge, our Rock, our Redeemer, our Provider, our Peace, our Righteousness, our Wisdom from God. He'll be called Lord of the living and Lord of the dead, Lord of the hosts, Lord of glory, Lord of lords, Lord of all. He's the anointed one. He's the mighty one. He's the holy one. He's the worthy one. He's the righteous one. He's the only one. He is Emmanuel. Do you want to hold him? Don't drop him. And the names of Jesus sort of ring in their ears. This is my scene. You have to put it together for all of the Bible. And the names of Jesus in this impossible birth. This is the glorious Son of God. Can I ask you a question? What do you call him? What do you call him? Call him Lord? Call him Savior? Call him Redeemer? It is not impossible for God to come to you through his Son and to heal you. He's the great physician. It's not impossible for him to come to you and to forgive you of your sins and to give you eternal life and to lead you into a relationship with his Father so that he could say, I will make you my heirs, my brothers, my friends. He's a friend of sinner. The consolation of Israel, all these names are true of Jesus, and they are the names that he wants to be to you. What must you do? Well, it is impossible. Here's one thing that is impossible. It is impossible to please God without faith. For the one who believes must believe that God is, and that he's a rewarder of those who seek him. Christ came into the world to make known to us his Father in heaven. But we must respond to this one beautiful, impossible gift. What must you do? You must believe. You must simply say, Lord Jesus Christ, I know why you came. You came to make an impossible rebel sinner like me. Selfish, proud, individual, a follower of Christ. That's why he came. That's why we celebrate Christmas, that he would bring us to him. It's impossible to reject Christ and find God. I want to encourage you that you need to see this gift that God sent into the world as his gift to bring us to him, to bring us into relationship with him, to love him, to follow him, and to know him. What an awesome gift this impossible gift of Christ for us is. It's possible to know God. It's possible to be healed in your heart. It's possible to be in relationship with the one who came into the world to say, I love you. Will you do that? It is an awesome thing to know that God loves us enough to send his Son for us. And I hope that your heart will awaken in faith and that you yourself will say, I know why Christ came. And he came for me. It's not enough that he came for the world. It's that I must say he came for me, that you must say he came for me. This impossible gift is made possible because with God, all things are. In a moment, we're going to turn all the lights out in this room. We're going to fade to black. And we're going to celebrate one of the most wonderful visuals of the gift of Christmas. God coming into the darkness of the world and our lives to bring light of the world, living water, bread of life, word of life, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I hope that your heart will be open to worship him. And with the shepherds and with the wise men, with Mary and Joseph, you will adore Christ. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. Let's pray together. We bow our heads in quietness before the Lord. We move to an opportunity to just reflect on this awesome gift of Christ to us. If you're here today and it occurs to your soul that Christ has come to give you life, I urge you to call out to Him, to thank Him for coming into the world, to be the one who walked in life, doing the works of God, and then to give His life to bring you to God. Let earth receive her King. Lord, we want to receive You tonight and accept You into our heart and our life to be our Savior, to be our Messiah, to be our Deliverer, to be our life. And I pray that You will open our hearts to know and receive You tonight.